He'll tell you all that kind of stuff. Nobody loves you. Nobody cares. And then you get in a relationship, and that's all they do, abuse you. And you abuse all the time until you get used to it and you think, this is the way I live. No, you don't deserve that. A price been paid for you to be free. So what do? Well, once you discover when someone come to you, probably the first time they came to you, you told them, get out of my faith. But you notice that your life didn't change. It continued to go what? Down. You try some more drugs, you try some more drinks, you try some more sex, you try some more this. It still went what? Down. You tried some more buddies, you tried this, and it's still going. Because Satan is a liar. The only way you can turn and go up, well, you have to turn to Jesus and give it up. I tried it, Lord. I did it my way, and it didn't work. Now I come to you for you to do it your way. I'm not going to argue with you. I'm not going to withdraw from you. I'm not. When Wednesday night comes, I'm not going to have an excuse. I'm going to be out there before you get the door unlocked. Hallelujah. Well, it's raining outside. I don't care. I just have to get wet because this is a person to overcome this abuse. But when it's first drop of rain fall, you run back in the house. It's raining. One drop fall, and you run back in the house. Well, see, you're not really serious. Hallelujah. Remember Miss Becky? How many of y'all remember Miss Becky? She told me, I was shocked. She said, I started walking. And I know where she lived, and there ain't no short distance. She walked all the way. I think somebody saw and picked up. It was raining. She walked to church. She started out walking, and God blessed her to catch a ride.
34,000 steps.
Huh?
34,000 steps.
That's what she said. She counted her steps. 34,000 steps. When you get serious like that, then God will work for you. But if you're looking for a handout like you had in the past and took you the other way, Satan will continue to control you. And he'll continue to use you. He'll continue to have you thinking you're nobody. He'll continue to use your mind to work against you. But you got to get that word in your heart and renew your mind so that word will work for you. Are you hearing me? All right. So, this is how you'll become. You find, and you, y'all in this building, these chairs ought to be so out of order, but don't tear them up tonight, please. But if you do, I'll accept it. That's all right, because if that's what it takes to get you there. But you guys, you ought to be so happy. Because you just go, just I give you permission, just go visit some other church and follow them. You don't find nobody got a prayer line. And when they was telling you social distance was so permanent and all this stuff was going on, and we could still come together and pray. Hallelujah. And we've been inviting people, encouraging the members, come on. And you just sit over there and watch Matlock. And they are kicking tonight, ain't it, y'all? Brother Sharon. Sort of help them out. I can take it. I'm a man. Bless God. Hallelujah. 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 Woo. Oh boy. I don't believe this time. I'm just about to get to my first point. I ain't got there yet. Hallelujah. But how do we overcome? What happened? I want y'all to listen to me good. And for a baby, you have to keep in, and that's why we're doing this tonight. For a person who have never walked that much with the Lord, you have to keep encouraging them. Do y'all remember your children? When they first started trying to walk, they wasn't sure they could walk. What did you do? You didn't just walk away from them and leave them. You kept on encouraging. Come on, baby. Come on. Come on. Didn't you do it? Come on, baby. They take two or three steps and fall, and you go pick them up and pat them on the back. That's good, baby. Then you bag off again. Come on, baby. Come on. Well, why can't we do that with the baby saints? We know they're in fail. We know they're in a mess. We just walk away like ain't nothing going on. We're not going to do it here, are we? I said, we're not going to do it here, are we? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And we, if we have to come to your house, if we have to help you get a phone, and this is going to call for some integrity in you, you're not going to take that phone and just use it for Tom, Dick, and Harry, my daddy say. Now, I explain that next week of what Tom, Dick, and Harry is. I don't have time tonight because time is just getting away. It's too far gone. But I want to get to the place. How do I get out of this? How do I overcome in the name of Jesus? And you got to apply yourself to this word. You got to be willing to be told and instructed. Even sometimes you don't like it. When they tell you, you just shut up and do it. Come on now. How many times you have to tell your children to do something? They didn't like it. But you were a little strong with them, so you better do it. But when it comes to Christian, we don't want nobody to tell me nothing. Sometimes you have to be told what to do, whether you like it or not. And you appreciate it later. Because, see, you don't see what that older saint see. You're just looking at your feeling. Am I preaching in here? Huh? And if you'll do that, you'll find out that person will help you get out of that mess. The power of God will help you. But what people don't know, they want this. But you got to make yourself available to the power of God. And he'll work with you because he know you got some stuff you need to overcome. Sometimes, as long as I've been walking with the Lord, sometimes some stuff will come up and I realize, Lord, I got to get rid of that mess, hadn't I? Hallelujah. See, God is patient and he's long-suffering and he loves you. He loved you. He loved you. He loved you. Do you hear me? Hallelujah. And when somebody's trying to help you, you got to be willing to accept the help. You can't choose all the time how your help come. Hallelujah. Am I helping anybody? And when they come and get you, just start putting your clothes on. Don't be saying, I ain't going. Just shut up and go in and get your clothes. Don't, because your mind going to be running 90 to nothing. What kind of excuse I can come up? I ain't got the right clothes. Just shut up and go get some clothes and put on. Just don't come out here naked. That's all. Did y'all hear me? You come out here with some clothes on, we ain't going to condemn you. But you come out here naked, you're going to cause a problem. Hallelujah. Why? I want to get across to you, church, to y'all tonight, that we love you. God love you. We have no choice but to love you. Hallelujah. We're not trying to hurt you. We're not trying to condemn you. We're trying to get something to you so you can rise up, because God wants everybody, I don't care who you are, he wants you to prosper. He wants you to live in health. He wants you to have good success. He wants you to come out of that stuff. And in the name of Jesus, that stuff is not greater than that name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Whew. Man.